we were just talking about the merits of Vegas as a hub city, and it seemed as if, George, right away, right out of the gate after this concept, you know, got royal assent, it seemed as if Vegas distinguished itself right away as an obvious choice. From your point of view, why was that? What did your town do so well?
Well, first of all, before I can talk about that, I have to say I don't know any more about this than you guys do. Of course. To be as honest as I can be with this, we're just, the league is going to make a decision, and some people have reported that we're one of the hub cities, but we're not aware of that. So I would say it was, with respect to Vegas, with all that they can do, I think anytime, you know, a tourist goes to Vegas and you get into one of the hotels, you rarely leave because they have everything there, your meals and all your entertainment. You can work out there, theaters, sports book, spas. You can get a haircut, whatever you need. It's all there. And people can get into one of these hotels and just literally never leave on a weekend. So they certainly have the capacity to do that. These hotels, some of them have as many as 6,000-7,000 rooms. And, you know, I think what I had heard was, and the analogy they used was, just imagine you're getting onto a cruise ship. And you guys may have heard this already. You get tested before you go. You get tested every time you come in. You're tested often. Everybody that works there at that hotel stays in that hotel. They don't go home at night. The bus drivers taking you to and from the rink stay there. Everybody at the rink stays there at the hotel. So you're in the bubble. And so I guess that's how they started this. And that was the pitch they made. And certainly with all the capacity they have. And it is, you know, obviously Vegas is a hospitality town. It's a service business down there. Yep. And they're used to big, big events. And, you know, they can handle this one.
Berkey?
What about, thanks for doing this, Hobie. What about practice ice? Sure.
Well, there's enough ice to go around. We have two sheets at our practice facility, and we are 15 minutes from the strip. About a mile down the road from us is the Las Vegas Ice Center. There's two sheets there. The Orleans, which is 1 mile off the strip, has a 6,000-seat rink where our American League team, the Silver Knights, will play next season while our new arena is being constructed. And by the way, we have 9,500 season ticket deposits for our team.
Great.
Our American League team. The MGM Grand on the Strip has a rink in it. If they want to use it, then there's another rink called the Sobey Rink in Henderson that's adequate. And who knows, maybe by August, we've got a practice facility that is up for our American League team. Not ready yet, but by August it might be.
Stewie?
You just mentioned the Henderson team. Is there any worries now that there might be a possible delay for next season, having it be their first season in the American Hockey League?
Sure. We don't know whether the American League will bring it on time. So we'll just have to see how that goes. But it is amazing what has happened in Vegas, as you know, with the big club. We built two facilities. T-Mobile Arena was there, and then we built a practice facility, and we were hoping that this expansion team would take hold and grow some roots in the market and some deep roots, and it has. And now, you know, we've gone from one team and two facilities to two teams and four facilities, and the interest in the Silver Knights has been amazing. We literally have 9,500 season ticket deposits for a rink that's going to hold maybe 6,000, 6,500 seats. So I think it will do real well, and it's going to be nice to have it in 15 minutes away from us. But when we start is an unknown. Yeah, that's a big question mark.
When the NHL starts, and we all have our fingers crossed, let's assume this is towards the end of July into August at some point. Of the players that were injured at the pause, who's back for Vegas, George?
Everyone. Yeah, I don't know what players that you were aware of that were injured. We didn't, we weren't public with all of them, but they're all healthy. And we had a couple of those high ankle sprains that that take forever to heal, and sometimes you need the summer for them to heal. And we're fortunate that we've had this kind of time for them to heal. And a couple of other injuries, we're good. We had, I think, 24 players skate the first week, 28 the second week, and we'll probably have 30 this week.
So that's frightening.
So they're
for
all
the teams.
Back. And most of the guys stayed because Vegas was a decent place to stay. Needless to say, the weather's good, and you don't have the density there that you have in other cities. You can get outside. You can take your kids for a walk. You can go to different places. And a lot of people went out into the canyons and went hiking and so on. And you see lots of things, and some scorpions and some tarantulas maybe, and maybe a wild Mustang or two, but you don't see any humans. So it was a good place for the guys to stay.
You know, the scary thing about saying that this is a team that's perfectly healthy is this is a team that after the coaching change and Peter DeVore comes in, this is a scary team. Like, this is, you know, where once upon a time, you know, Vegas sort of surprised everybody and you guys went right through the league and right to the Stanley Cup final. And then all of a sudden, you know, teams started, you know, refused to take, you know, Vegas for granted, and it got tougher. Man, after the coaching change, this team turned into a juggernaut, and we've been waiting for it to happen all season long. Describe your team at the pause, George.
Well, we were playing well, and in fairness to Turk, we were a little bit healthier. We had, when we started the season, we had some players. Theodore had the cancer scare and didn't get a chance to train as much, and Nate Schmidt got hurt right before the opening game, and Tuck got hurt in the last preseason game. We had actually two or three other guys that got hurt late in the summer in training, and so we didn't start well. We got just as, you know, we're getting healthy, you know, we ended up losing, you know, Stone and Patch and a few of the other guys. But Peter came in and, you know, did the best he could initially. And then we had the All-Star break. And, you know, right after that, we played real well. We were well-organized. We were we played a faster game. We allowed our defensemen to do more. And we improved our team at the deadline with the additions we made. So, you know, one of the takeaways when, you know, we met with Bob Clark, we met with Doug Risebrough before expansion to sort of get a tutorial from them on how to do this. And one of the takeaways from Risebrough was, you know, Bob Clark made it clear, you know, you got to try and win right away. And Risebrough's takeaway was, keep the Stanley Cup in mind. Don't get too attached to players. And that would have been easy to do right after the first year, but you've got to keep the cup in mind and keep trying to improve your team. It's easy to say, a little harder to do. But we've kept that in mind, and we've worked at making the team better. All that said, who the heck knows what's going to happen when we get playing again? I think
true.
You can throw out all the analytics. You can throw out how a team was playing. Yeah. You know, if you're a good team, well, so what? You know, if you were not a good team, well, so what? I don't think anybody can predict what's going to happen now based on what happened during the season. It's a completely different time.
Berkey?
Yeah, I agree, but I like Kelly's moves at the deadline. I think that you were probably the team that added the most at the deadline, maybe Carolina, you could say, with the 2D. They thought they had to cover for Dougie Hamilton, and now they get him back. But you guys added some really important pieces, and I think that's going to be a real factor as we go forward if we get to play.
Yeah. You know, we certainly wanted to balance out our goaltending. We couldn't keep going to Flower. We needed someone else that with the experience and the ability to play. And so the Elena addition was very good. The Martinez addition was very good. And he played really well when he came to us and gave us a little more offense than he had shown recently in L.A., which was also nice. And, you know, he can play all over your lineup and can play on the second power play and can play both sides, which, as you know, Berkey, is huge these days. Have a defenseman can play the left and right side. And then Zach Whitecloud came along and earned a promotion and played very, very well for us. The analytics on him were terrific. And Nick Cousins did a very good job of giving us that additional forward in the top nine and, again, can play all over the lineup. So we were aggressive and gave up lots of picks and so on and some players to do it. But it's all an effort to keep Risebrough's takeaway in mind. You got to try to win the Stanley Cup.
Stewie?
You guys recently re-signed Ryan Reeves to a two-year contract extension. How big of an impact has he had, not just on the team on the ice, but the organization and the community the last couple of years?
Well, he's been huge in this community. I'll tell you, he's got a knack for it. He's very, very personable, very good on television. And he did a tremendous campaign for the water department in Vegas. And when they did the metrics on it, it's all about conserving water. His campaign was so successful that the residents in Vegas used 22% less water than the year before during his campaign. So that was pretty darn good.
Did he threaten them?
That's what he did. The commercials show him throwing a guy through a window because he was using water when he wasn't supposed to. He's been terrific on the ice for us, and that's obviously what's most important. Ryan Reeves is a really smart player. He's smart in the way he plays the game. He's got very good hockey sense. He gets us 8 or 9 goals a year. He doesn't take penalties, and he's taught Carrier to do that as well, to play hard, finish checks. But if a guy's vulnerable, you ease up, and they get the benefit of the doubt from the referees. They're smart about it. But they are, really difficult to play against. They play hard. They play physical. They forecheck hard. They set the tone for the team. And Ryan Reeves is I always put, the tough guys in different categories. And, there were guys that, they could just fight. They couldn't play much. And then there were guys that could play a little and fight. And then there were guys that were hockey players who could fight. And that's how we categorize Reaver. He plays the game. If he has to fight 5 or 6 times a year, he does. But as you know, he makes your team more comfortable and harder to play against.
Being joined by George McPhee. George, last one for you. You referenced Shea Theodore earlier on in the interview. I have him as part of my Norris 5 on my ballot. Just a couple of words from your point of view. I mean, you've been with him every day. He's been a Vegas Golden Knight. Your thoughts on Shea Theodore this season?
Well, he's been terrific for us. He just keeps getting better. And he's not unlike a lot of young guys. It's not an easy league to play in. They come into the league, they're up and down. But when you give them that opportunity and keep them in the lineup consistently, and if they make a mistake, you keep throwing them out there, they learn and they get to a place where they believe they belong. And now I think Shea is at a place where he knows he's a good player and he's mm-hmm. playing like it. And Pete DeBoer uses him a little bit different than Turk did. Turk was real balanced in how he used all of our players. And Pete will go to the top guys a little bit more and play them. You know, the defenseman, he'll get 28 minutes rather than 24 or 22. So, and I think the more he plays, the better he is. And, you know, like all the guys, what you like most about him, he's a really humble guy. Just a real good person, real good teammate, just comes from a great family. And we're lucky to have been able to acquire a player like that in expansion because he's becoming a difference maker.